September 23rd, 2004. Dear Grandpa, I apologize for taking such a long time to write you back. I've been busy preparing for school and working on my website. School. I'm not sure if I've told you or not, probably not, but my high school offers a program called Running Start, which allows high school students to take classes on a college campus, either part-time or full. I actually found out recently that Washington and Hawaii are the only two states to offer this type of program. Anyway, I had originally wanted to do it so that I could take Japanese and astronomy. Neither are offered at my school, but was a late applicant. By the time I registered, both classes were full. So instead, I'm going to take Chinese and anthropology, cultural. And hopefully, I can get into my original choices later in the school year. I'm very happy to have gotten into these two classes. So I'm taking those two classes on a community college campus, and U.S. history and literature required at my high school. I also recently joined Amnesty International at my high school, which is sorely lacking members. A friend of mine is its president, and one of my old teachers is basically executive and has been a member of Amnesty as a whole for, I believe, 15 years. I may become vice president. By the way, the books I'm going to be using in cultural anthropology are as follows. Yanomamo, The Two Worlds of the Washo, Understanding Japanese Society, and Montayu. Your July 6th letter. Yes, I feel that all of these notions of, quote, race and, quote, ethnicity shouldn't exist. But I also feel that as the world is now, it's near impossible to avoid. I think that since it is quite a complex concept, people as a whole need to first recognize the simpler ones that are viewed in the same way. Too small of an amount of people can see the big picture, as well as the details. There's too much emphasis on categorization. I feel that, quote, ethnicity and, quote, race can either be positive or negative. For instance, I find it interesting to know my own ethnic background because it is so unique and full of very interesting history. But I also know that people have been persecuted for such things as skin color and, quote, racial features. I think that if there were a whole lot more open minds out there, it would be a lot less problematic. Your September 6th letter. After I see the revolution will not be televised, I will write back my thoughts and feelings about the coup and such. But as for the Mars exploration, see next pages. I have included articles. Some of those articles are relatively old, but I wanted to include them from a variety of websites. I've found them all to be quite interesting. I've also read an article about a German or Russian plan to send a group of people to Mars in about 20 years, as well as other articles about the space race. I don't think we should go off trying to colonize other planets when we can't even take care of our own. Anyways, I'll end this letter at that, and we'll get back to you about the coup and those other things in my next letter. Love, Sean.